This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, one thing we've talked about at length this year is avian influenza, or high path avian influenza, or bird flu, whatever you want to call it. It's a disease that doesn't discriminate which animals are affected. And that's why it's very important to take the outbreaks, prevention, and consequences seriously. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship knows that farms in every size matter for this state, and that this is not just a problem for large flocks with thousands of birds. It's an impact on small farms and backyard flocks as well. We talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Well, as we approach the hopefully colder temperatures of winter, not that I'm complaining that we've had a mild winter, but when you're trying to eradicate a disease like HPAI, you want those colder temps. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg breaks down the situation we're in and hoping that the outbreak will die down soon.
It does. I think we talked maybe last time about how, the beautiful weather that we'd been having during the fall kind of kept some of those birds around, and what we need is cooler weather, some ice to get on some water and push those birds south, because wild birds, migratory birds, are really carrying their reservoirs for those that virus. And as they move out of the area, then we do see it fall off. So we had, 19 cases this fall, starting up October 20th. We just had a new small backyard flock that went positive here just recently. But my hope and expectation is that as we get in through Christmas and into the new year, that we will see this trail off just like we did last year. And then the real question is all about, well, what happens this spring? Will those birds, those wild birds, have developed an immunity to this virus, or will they once again be carrying it? I think it's important to stress here that we've had operations of all sizes, turkey, egg laying, big, small, backyard, game birds. The type of facility or the type of operation really, it shows that anybody is at risk here and that everybody can do something to improve biosecurity. But we are dramatically better this year than we were in 2015, and that's a good thing. We've learned a lot of lessons about how to manage this.
Nagg says that the Iowa Department of Agriculture has a responsibility to take HPAI seriously, no matter what size the flock is. It's the due diligence also of all producers to do what they can to mitigate the spread of the disease.
We have a responsibility to take it seriously and an obligation to. It's our job. But also when it comes to trade, it matters. Even a backyard flock of 20 birds could have trade implications, just as much as the 1 million head laying facility. And so that's why it is important to have an effective response, to be communicating openly. We say all the time, it doesn't matter how many birds you have, you ought to be watching for the symptoms. And if you have any questions, call our office. Better to know than not know. But really, this is all about trying to identify, contain, clean up, and then move on and get back into production, or at least be able to declare we are free of the virus again in the state of Iowa.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.